there was an eclipse in Germany?
There was an eclipse in Germany. It was like about 500 kilometers south of Berlin.
Okay.
And I stayed, actually, I was working this company, and I told them I was staying home to watch the eclipse, but there was no real eclipse in Berlin.
Oh.
It was just the eclipse on the TV, and I was talking about all the TV channels were covering the eclipse. And I was looking out the window, and it's like looking outside, we had a balcony, so I was on the balcony trying to see the sun, like the eclipse. And of course, it wasn't an eclipse at all, right, because it was too far south of the eclipse.
Okay.
You couldn't see it, but I kind of like was feeling like the eclipse. It was really weird.
Okay.
And so like the eclipse was kind of done, and I kind of went to work after that. And I said, well, why are you late? So I said, well, I don't want to watch the eclipse. And I was like, it's pretty weird, like, what are we talking about? There's no eclipse in the room. But like, I had to see this eclipse.
Yeah.
And then after, I ran into people, and they were all saying, oh, yeah, we went hungry at the eclipse. It was a really freaky party. And like all these people, you know, the Czech Republic, like, oh, we went to the Czech Republic for this really cool eclipse party. And, like, I felt completely, like, lost.
You missed the...
Like, I felt completely fucking, like, a loser. Like, I didn't go to this eclipse party. Because I'm always working, right? Like, I always have to work. Like, I always have to work. Or I'm fucking broke. It's like I have nothing on my bank account. And I've been working all my life. I always have to go to work. I can never do that. Never go to the fucking eclipse party. Can't bring myself to take a week off and go to the friggin' once-in-a-lifetime eclipse, you know?
But does that the song speak to that?
That song's about that, yeah.
Okay.
So then it was like, after that, I felt like I was completely, like, trapped in this idea I have to go and see an eclipse.
Okay.
Like, I have to see an eclipse, right? So I was, like, following all these eclipses, like, oh, God, I almost missed that. I missed that eclipse again. The eclipse was, oh no, I missed the eclipse again, like years, eh? And then, so I was in Taiwan, and then I saw, like, well, first of all, I was in Korea, and I was like, well, there's going to be an eclipse. Oh God, I missed the eclipse again in Korea, right? And then, so I go to Taiwan, and I see on the news, so I started looking on the news all the time, where is the eclipse going on, where in the world is this?
Okay.
Near me? You know, I gotta find in my life, take the time off from work to go see it.
Hello.
Oh my God. There's a,
It's gonna be on one of the southern islands of Japan. It's gonna be in Kagoshima.
They call eclipse in Japan.
Yeah, like it's gonna be on an island. Like the very first, you know, like the southernmost part of Japan, that's where these islands start. Like the Ryukyu Islands and then the Okinawan Islands, the Okinawa starts. These are all the islands that go from south of Japan all the way down to Taiwan.
Okay. Ah, okay.
They go all through, like, they're a really long island chain.
Yeah.
And there are like two island chains, like the Ryukyu Islands and the Okinawan Islands.
Okay.
They're very distinct, but anyways, this is going to be the Ryukyu Islands, and it's going to be Kagoshima, like the very first island south of Japan. And it was like all these freaky things were planned, like all these freaky electro music events, like really crazy shit was going to happen. So I'm on the phone to my travel agent, okay, like when can I get this friggin' plane, like how do I get to this island? Right, like I'm calling her up, how do I get, she said, oh, well, you have to fly, you have to take this really fucked up plane from like Taipei to this weird island in the middle of nowhere, Japan, and they'd like get a transfer plane, and we don't know if we can get you there. It's like total big friggin' headache. And I'm like checking the accommodations, like, oh, maybe I'll fly to this part of the Japan mainland and get it there. I was like going totally crazy trying to get to this eclipse, right? And it was just a disaster, like no way. It was gonna cost like $2,000 to go to this ridiculous island. It's like an hour away, like only an hour away.
Only an hour away, but by yeah, with an ocean, eh?
Crazy eclipse, right? And so, basically, I just thought, well,
well, there's got to be some on the main, like, I've never seen an eclipse.
Well, this is what happened. I said, okay, well, fuck it, I'm just going to forget it. I said, I'm going to forget it. I thought, it's been 5 years now, and I'm always trying to follow these eclipses. You know what, I'm just going to give up. It's going to stop. It's going to stop with the crazy eagles, the crazy thing. I'm going to stop. And then I wrote that song. And then, 2 days after I wrote the song, I'm like at work, standing in front of the school where I work. You know, I'm standing in front of there, like, kind of stand in front of the school and welcome the kids and stuff, you know. And then my boss, she comes up to me. She gives me these, like, Eclipse glasses. Here's these Eclipse glasses. Why are you giving these Eclipse glasses? I said, yeah, well, today there's an Eclipse. You should look up in the sky, there's one.
Nice. So just...
And so I looked at it, I saw these Eclipse.
Nice. And,
like, all day long, I was looking at these Eclipse. Like, it wasn't a full eclipse, it was like 70% or something.
Okay, but you saw your... So this was in Korea...
So just when I gave up on the eclipse thing, wrote the song, then someone gave me the eclipse.
Well, there was one in Ottawa, about when I was not even in kindergarten yet. I would have been three or four. So 93, 94.
I'm wondering...
I vaguely remember something in grade school.
Was there something? Yeah, because that, it's kind of like, I was in PCPS maybe or something, and...
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to actually look at it.
Okay,
I think... Because I didn't have eclipse glasses.
Okay, yeah, I think...
So I had to watch it on the television, even though it was happening behind me through the window.
Yeah, I think...
I think I looked at it anyways, and I was like, oh, that's cool, and then kept watching it on TV.
There was a...
I was like, I'm gonna go blind.
Had a lunar eclipse here, and it was... those are kind of cool, where it was like, you know, the moon goes red, and then you see, and I was like, oh, that's pretty sweet. But you know, there's a Buddhist saying, eh? It's like, happiness is like a butterfly. If you keep trying to grasp for it, it'll never. So if you just calm yourself down, happiness will find you. So maybe that's a. No.
What is it? Happiness comes to those who wait? Is that the saying?
It's.
Or something else that comes to those who wait?
Good things come to those who wait, I think, or something, yeah. You know they always, that kind of message. So that, when you were saying that story, that kind of was what came to my head. It's like, yeah.
Well, that's the same thing we were talking about with the job. They're going after, gung-ho. They're going to see that you really need that job, and you're going to think you're not good enough for the job.
Yeah.
If you don't think, if you're acting like you don't need it. So
like,
you take,
it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, then the recruiter is going to be like, oh, well, he doesn't need it, which means he's probably overqualified, which means we want him.
I used to be like, for me, it used to be important to me because, you know, when I did all these jobs with this temporary agency, and but for me, like, the most important thing was when they said, oh, that guy's a really good worker, or, like, we want that guy back, or he's really good. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that happened. Like, a lot of them would say, yeah, we want that guy back, and they always wanted back, and they'd say, hey, you did a great job and stuff. And it was really like, I really was important, you know?
Once.
But after a while, I realized that, you know, it doesn't matter if they say things to you, because it's just a way of saying to you, well, good slave.
That's
every employer.
Like, good slave,
every
right?
Every employer
right.
Says,
oh,
is
that a compliment? Good slave, right? It's really not important to hear that.
Well, there's the every, you know,
your own
desk job or the, you know.
Like, most of the minimum wage jobs are like today jobs.
Flipping the burgers and, yeah.
More like fast food jobs.
Yeah.
Serving the public.
Yeah. You know, obviously the dream is doing your own thing, right? Which is kind of why we're practicing right now.
Well, I mean, really probably the thing is, you know, do what you do and do it the best you can do. And don't they care if they say you're good or bad.
Do your
like
best.
If they fire you and say you're horrible, well, just fucking laugh. Like, have a fucking laugh. Because that was a joke. And if they keep you, then don't expect praise or any compliment. Just, like, do the best job you can do.
Because the point of work
because
is
that's
not
what you should do. You should just... Yeah, like, I mean, I used to work at the Hudson Bay.
Someone, yeah.
In the Jesus department.
I don't think I got kind of the mentality when someone was thanking me for doing, like, a good job or whatever. It's like, it's my job. You don't have to thank me for doing my job. Right. That's what you pay me for. Yeah. So I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I still appreciate the
recognition.
It's better to hear it than not.
It is nice to hear that.
Yeah,
it's really nice to hear that. And if you if you don't hear that, you know, I mean, when I worked by Justin, right, this was a drag, actually, because I was getting, you know, $30 a day, working for him, and really trying my best to work good for him, you know. But at the same time, I mean, this is absurd. Like, why am I, like, trying hard to work because I'm getting $30 a day, you know? But, you know, it was like, I never heard from them, hey, that was great. All I heard was criticisms from them. Mm-hmm. And it was fucked up because it was like, well, you know, actually, okay, actually for that price, you don't really have to tell me I'm doing a good job. But at the same time, you shouldn't be telling me any criticisms because, like, this is, like, totally unrealistic, this situation. Like, $30 a day is unrealistic.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Like, you know, I come out, like, I spend money to come out here.
Yeah.
And
do my best to get up early and do, like, be a good worker and stuff for you.
And, like, unless you're working really for 2 hours each day there, then that's not good.
Just very, well, yeah, and then you don't pay the rent. Like,
it's all sort of this. Yeah, no, yeah, you have to make it sustainable, right?
Yeah, it's very weird.